Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joe, welcome to the Dom Giordano Show. Thanks so much for taking time out to join us.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, Joe, take us through your day yesterday. Not the barbecuing and not anything else.
Yeah, like, once you find out what was going on here,
happened, Joe? And give us your initial reaction. Where was the bus stop or, you know, the window it was in that you saw the poster?
Well, you know, I was out driving around during the day, Labor Day, all casualed up, you know, trying to enjoy the day, beautiful day that it was here in Philly. And I received a couple messages from a friend, you know, a friend that I was a volunteer with in the Doug Mastriano campaign 2 years ago, you know, pushing for Doug and everything. And he said to me, Joe, I'm getting messages from people that they're signed saying that Kamala Harris is endorsing the Eagles are endorsing Kamala Harris as a vice presidential candidate. And it's totally not true. We got to do something. His name is Michael Dano, and he's a good friend of mine, like I said, and we got close trying to do the right thing, being volunteers. So I started to receive several addresses. I'm driving around the city looking at these SEPTIS pickup stops, the stands that are there. Some are digital stands. Some are paper stands, you know, paper display stands or digital display stands. And I'm trying to think about how something like this could actually happen on a SEPTA stop area. You know, to me, it just doesn't make sense.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you here, too. Did it look to you like you have to have a key or have to break into something to put this poster in there? How do you breach that? Yeah, what do you think?
Yes. Well, definitely. With regards to the stand display, they're full-size window displays. Probably between 6 and 10 feet high in height, maybe about 5.5 to 6 feet, less than 6 feet wide. And on the right-hand side of it, the upper corner, the lower corner, there's Allen wrenches. Allen wrench spots that are used to unlock the glass door for the paper displays. And I guess for the digital displays, there's some way, somewhere, there's a programming box. But these signs were actually only in to paper display areas. So I went around to a few of these signs, and then I finally found the one that they were trying to point out to me. It was at 34th and Chestnut on University of Pennsylvania's campus, directly across from where the recent protests were, the Palestinian protests, the pro-Hamas protests. You know, a very busy intersection there at 34th and Chestnut because you have both universities, Drexel University, Penn University, using that area. People use Chestnut Street to go to and from the 30th Street train station. So this was a very visible display. And in a sense, it was on the outer exterior wall. So what you see is it's something that's placed there, and it looks like a professional display. So nobody's second-guessing it, you know. So my concern there was is that, okay, the Philadelphia Eagles have issued statements both on X, formerly Twitter, as well as Facebook, and they specifically deny. They claim it to be a counterfeit sign. The real question is how does someone get into a SEPTA display case? Could it be and I don't mean this disrespectfully to SEPTA, but, you know, could it be an inside job? You know, someone on their staff did it? Could it be somebody that's, you know, mechanically inclined, has the right kind of key, Allen wrench key, and opened it up like a mechanic, and simply inserted the sign in there before they knew it, before it could be discovered or reported quick enough.
Hey, Joe, is it easy to get an Allen wrench key? Somebody could get that, right?
Yeah.
It's not something you got to go and something nefarious. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, you can get it probably at any hardware store, Home Depot, Walmart.
All right, so, Joe, the moment of truth now. You see this. How are you feeling?
You physically go to like a Kinko's? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, you know, you sort of touched on it. I actually went to Staples down in South Philly at 23rd and Oregon.
Where else? Yes.
You know, when in doubt, go to South Philly. And, you know, it was, you know, by the time I actually found it was getting close to around 7 o'clock or so. So I rushed down to I checked to see if it was open. One, it's open till 8. So I rushed down there, printed off the flyer, and I touched it up a little bit. I put a little notice up top. Notice from the Philadelphia Eagles, this is a false display, and the contents in this display case are not authorized by the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think I extended any type of role as a representative of the Eagles. I did it as a concerned citizen, simply repeating what was in their social media posts, and of course I included that in a large display on the paper, and I made sure I covered up the sign as well as I could.
Wow.
When you walk into Staples and you ask someone for that kind of copy, did you get any kind of like weird looks? Or
not in South Philly, come on.
Not at all. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the Staples store is set up where they have the self-use printers and copiers. Now you can use their computer stations and then run, you know, print it off and then run over and make copies.
So, Joe, now this, obviously, we saw it first over at Fox 29. Are you standing there in front of it?
Yes.
This is really taken off. So first question, what's it like now for you? We're so glad you trusted us and you came on here, Joe, to tell your story. What has happened today once people have seen you out there?
It's interesting that you say that. I'd like to say thank you to for referring me to you. I'd like to say thanks to Mr. Keeley, you know, for connecting us, because I think he was the person that actually was the reporter that posted the full sign or the retraction sign, you know, from the Eagles. So as I was posting gluing and taping the signs on the wall there, they came up and they asked me questions, and I was hesitant to speak to them at first, and then I saw the Fox News sign, and I said, you know what, I think I should talk to Fox here.
Well, good. You know, let me identify. We're talking with Joe from South Philly, who engaged in this yesterday. So, Joe, after that, now today, are there any negative people out there? Is it mostly positive? What's the response?
Positive. I've been getting messages. It started last night. You know, by the time I got home, you know, a 10-15 minute ride from up in University City to back in South Philly, you know, people were saying, "Is this you? Is this you? Is this you?" And of course, I denied it. But you know, in that regard, people today have actually been, you know, complimenting me, and I saw some posts from X that, you know, that most people are very much in favor of what I was doing for the reason that I was doing it. You know, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't a question that actually got to the point, who are you voting for, President Trump or Vice President Kamala Harris? You know, it's something where it goes to the actual deceit in campaigning in which they're trying to induce a vote. You know?
Yes.
So,
well, and I would argue the Eagles are arguing about this, really, or it's the logic of it, Joe. I'll pretend to be a full-time lawyer. I'm only part-time. That the vandalism was committed by the people breaking into that, or if someone accepted helping them. There's the violation. Clearly, this is just correcting the record, which the Philadelphia Eagles would know better than anybody else. It's all that you did with their statement. This is false. Dan had a question. Dan.
Yeah, I just want to underline, I don't mean to, you know, blow smoke up there, but a lot of people on Twitter, Joe, if you're not on there, they are saying really good things about you, because what you did, it's in regards to election integrity, election security. You hear from the left a lot of misinformation campaigns and such, and right here we have a town, a city who bleeds green, essentially being told to go vote for Kamala Harris, and, you know, I think a lot of people recognize what you did as a good thing, so I thank you.
Absolutely. So, Joe, future now. Any other media interest out there you might want to tell us about?
Well, just after I spoke to you, your office there, to Dan and your office, I sort of received a call from Jesse Water Live.
Ah, very good. I want to promote it.
Right?
Are we going to see you tonight?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, okay. Look. Well,
they've actually reached out to me, and they told me that, you know, we're just waiting for you to confirm, because we have a place for you to come to.
Wow.
To be on the show.
Yeah, I would vouch for him, Joe. He's a friend and friend of the show. I would vouch for him big time, and as you may know, he's formerly from Philadelphia. So
it's great to see him going national, too. The story got some national focus as well. Awesome.
Yeah. So, Joe, we'll be watching Jesse Waters tonight. Hope to see you on that. They didn't ask you to go back to the scene of this, did they?
No, they haven't. Okay. At least not yet.
So, Joe, again, you're right on with this. Election interference, it's fake. You took action. The city wasn't going to do that. They did it on Labor Day because they know everything is going to be shut down. And you gave us another piece of the story with this Allen wrench key thing that tells us SEPTA should take a look at their security here because...
you got to put, like, padlocks or something on
it,
right?
You got to do better. This is a classic case of election interference. That's exactly what's going on.
And even more significant, I'll just leave this point with you. You know, my concern was actually the fact that, yes, the Eagles retracted this statement where they acknowledged that it was a counterfeit sign, but so many people go by that area and the other areas. They've placed them at Broad and Montgomery. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned that now. There's one on Temple's campus. There was one around 16th and Spring Garden, and now they're, you know, at least this one here. This morning I received some phone calls that there may be some down in Westchester. So somebody really tried to reach out there. You have to be organized. You have to have money. And you have to have the ability to do it.
So,
but back to the whole point.
The Westchester thing, Dan, now this gets into, if true, to your last point, Joe, I can start to buy into the money and resources behind that. If there's any sliver of that, then this is an even bigger
story. You know what's fascinating that he brings this up, Joe? How many total do you know in the city of Philadelphia? Do you have any number as to how many appeared or... do you not know
it?
Okay.
You know,
because if you're talking...
It's been reported to me like by people that they've seen at least three or four of them. Okay. And the other aspect of the Westchester postings, again, that's by another university. So it's clear that the real target is our university-aged students. You know, they're going after the young.
Mm-hmm.
They're going after the young because they know they're busy. They're not really paying attention to everything. A lot of people are frustrated with the whole issue anymore. So they just want to go and vote on election day. You know, any little thing like this can sway a vote, and that's the prejudice. And if one vote actually gets stolen because of this, I think the entire system's prejudiced.
So, Joe, what do you want done since you become a big actor in this? What would you like to see happen here?
I would like to see SEPTA to implement a serious security review, as we discussed earlier, to make sure that this cannot happen again. I would like to see further action by the Philadelphia Eagles to make sure that this is clearly not tolerated by the Philadelphia Eagles organization. They're a little busy right now down in Brazil. But when they come back, I think Mr. Lurie is a good businessman, can see that Philadelphia is a town not just made up of Democratic Eagle fans. It's got a lot of Trump-supporting Eagle fans or Republican-supporting Eagle fans. And I think because of that we got to make sure that they take a firm stance on this. I also am concerned about how it affects people in the long run, because many people will see that sign but not really pay attention to what's going on, and it could sway them. Again, I think there's got to be some way of making sure that something like this doesn't happen again. And we didn't mention it, but I think the city needs to make an official statement regarding it, too.
They all do.
And,
well, Joe,
on this part.
I know you follow this. Again, for listeners, though, too, really, we've been talking about that the Secretary of State and Josh Shapiro lecturing people like you, me, Dan, and listeners about misinformation and all this. They should use this as a teachable moment to reach out and say this is exactly what we're not going to allow, or do they just want to censor Trump supporters?
I think they want to censor Trump supporters, and I'll tell you why very briefly. With regards to this type of incident, it happened in the same places during the last gubernatorial campaign. You know, when Shapiro was running against Mastriano, there was a lot of signs that were posted all up and down Broad Street, all in University City, that were basically saying, you know, stating lies. You know, they were misrepresenting laws, the state of laws and stuff like that. And you know how I know this? Because I was running around taking them down. I didn't care. You know, and I don't mean to toot my own horn here, but when people are doing this, I think it's an essential role of every citizen to get up and tear it down, because it's an absolute lie, and it's not just misrepresenting the person that's taking it down, it's prejudicing our entire public.
You exactly.
know, everyone that has the right to vote has now been infected with bad information. And that's what, really what it comes down to, this upcoming debate that we have in Philadelphia. That's the forum where all these questions should be posed and answered. You know?
Joe, thank you so much. Thanks for relying on us. Hopefully you'll be on with Jesse Waters tonight. We'll be watching. And stay in touch with Dan. If there's any other development, just let him know. We'd be happy to talk with you, Joe.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.